The Youth's Instructor, December 12, 1895. Child Life of Jesus, Number 4. Jesus loved children and ever influenced them for good. He cared for the poor and needy, even in his childhood. In every gentle, tender, and submissive way, he sought to please those with whom he came in contact. But, though so gentle and submissive, no one could lead him to do anything that was contrary to the Word of God. Some admired his perfection of character and often sought to be with him. But others who regarded the sayings of men more than the Word of God turned away from him and avoided his company. Throughout his childhood and youth, he manifested the same perfection of character as marked his afterlife. As Jesus looked upon the offerings that were brought as a sacrifice to the temple, the Holy Spirit taught him that his life was to be sacrificed for the life of the world. He grew up as a tender plant, not in a large and noisy city, full of confusion and strife, but in the retired valleys and among the hills. From his earliest years, he was guarded by heavenly angels. Yet his life was one long struggle against the powers of darkness. Satan sought in every way to tempt and try him. He caused men to misunderstand his words, so that they might not receive the salvation he came to bring them. He was opposed both at home and abroad, not because he was an evildoer, but because his life was free from every taint of sin and condemned all impurity. He found his greatest happiness in communing with nature and with nature's God. He was faithful in obeying the commands of God, and this made him very different from those around him, who disregarded the Word of God. His stainless life was a rebuke, and many avoided his presence. But there were some who sought to be with him because they felt at peace where he was. He was gentle and never contended for his rights. But his own brethren scorned and hated him, showing that they did not believe in him and casting contempt upon him. In his home life, where he should have found peace, he found only strife, envy, and jealousy. He loved his brethren, but they made his labors unnecessarily hard, because he was so willing and uncomplaining. He did not fail nor become discouraged. He lived above the difficulties of his life, as if in the light of God's countenance. He bore insult patiently, and in his human nature became an example for all children and youth. Christ showed the greatest respect and love for his mother. Though she often talked with him and sought to have him do as his brethren desired him to do, he never showed her the least lack of devotion. His brethren could not cause him to change his habits of life. He knew there was nothing wrong in thinking about the works of God, in showing sympathy and tenderness toward the poor, the suffering, and the unfortunate. He sought to soothe the sufferings of both men and dumb animals. Mary had felt greatly troubled when the priests and rulers came to her to complain about Jesus. But peace and confidence came to her troubled heart as her son showed her what the Scriptures said about his practices. At times, she wavered between Jesus and his brethren, who did not believe that he was sent of God. But she saw enough to show her that his was a divine character. She saw him giving his life for others, meeting the people where they were. She saw him growing in grace and knowledge, and in favor with God and man. his life was as leaven, working amid the elements of society. Harmless and undefiled he walked amid the careless, the thoughtless, the rude, and unholy. He mingled with the unjust publicans, the reckless prodigals, the unrighteous Samaritans, the heathen soldiers, the rough peasants, and the mixed multitudes. He looked upon them all with pity and love. He addressed himself to them, not for the purpose of discouraging and condemning them, but to present lessons to them that would be a savor of life unto life to those who should believe. He treated every human being as having great value. He taught men to look upon themselves as persons to whom had been given precious talents that, if rightly used, would elevate and ennoble them and secure for them eternal riches. By his example and character, he taught that every moment of life was precious as a time in which to sow seed for eternity. From childhood to youth, from youth to manhood, Jesus worked out in his life the principle of the law of God. He weeded life of all vanities and taught that it was to be cherished as a treasure and be employed for holy purposes. He taught that character was precious and that every moment of life was to be passed in the service of God in such a way as to be a saving salt to preserve society from moral corruption.